Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Lawfrey. At an early age, Donald McLaughlin became associated with the Homestake Mining Company. As a consulting geologist, McLaughlin was asked to look into the geologic origins of the Homestake gold deposit. Today at noon Mountain Time, David Vardaman, who is with the Sanford Underground Research Facility, will give a presentation on who Donald McLaughlin was. This takes place at the historic Adams House in Deadwood. A few days ago, I had this conversation with the presenter. Our guest today is David Vardaman. He's with Sanford Underground Research Facility Project Engineer for Geotechnical Design and Excavation. Mr. Vardaman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Give us an idea of, I just kind of gave your title, I think I did that correctly. Can you just tell us what you do?
Well, my responsibility with the Sanford Lab is to assist in projects which wish to locate underground in the facility, and part of that may require excavation of large caverns in which to house the experiment space. Now, that's something that I'm very well versed in because I've been involved in the district or in the enterprise of excavation and mining for close on to 45 years. And my first 21 years of that was here at the Homestake Mine. I was still in college when I was hired as a production geologist to work in the lowest levels of the mine. They had just completed the deepening of the last winze, number six winze, to the 8,000 foot level. And my role was to do the geological mapping and interpretation and conduct diamond drilling to explore for deeper ore reserves throughout that expanse at depth. Now, part of that then led me into being involved directly with all sorts of excavation, both in underground and surface operations. And even beyond my 21 years with Homestake, I went to other mines, both under Homestake, down in Colorado at the Bulldog Mountain Silver Mine, to the Eskay Creek Mine in British Columbia, as well as other operations worldwide doing site evaluations, property acquisition evaluations, and assessment on possible merger with those companies into Homestake Mining Company.
Now, the reason I ask, and I'm letting you inform our listeners what you do, is because this afternoon, beginning at 12 o'clock Mountain Time, Deadwood History Incorporated and the Deadwood Historic Preservation Commission are hosting a presentation by yourself, Mr. David Vardaman, on Dr. Donald McLaughlin. Can you tell us who Donald McLaughlin was? Because he's a rather fascinating individual.
To say the least, Dr. Donald McLaughlin had a very early association with Homestake Mining Company, even prior to his professional career, where he first hired on as a consulting geologist, but even as a child, as his mother was a personal secretary to Phoebe Hearst, who was the wife of George Hearst, the founder of Homestake Mining Company. In that role, his mother and he traveled with Phoebe Hearst even to Europe as part of her entourage, and also lived at the San Simeon estate in California for many, many years. Through that association, she recognized Donald's skills and talent and interest in engineering, and she encouraged him and funded him in going to college at Berkeley to receive his BS in mining engineering. She then, upon graduation, encouraged him to continue his education at Harvard, where he obtained his master's and doctorate degrees. He became an expert. He went out into the industry, working in Chile, working in Alaska, joining different mining companies, and became a premier ore deposit geologist who had a keen sense of how the ore bodies, especially copper deposits, were formed. He then became the youngest seated professor at Harvard at that time and took over the engineering department and put in a geological mining department there, went on and elevated as a director at Harvard, and during that time became associated directly with Homestake. And my talk will speak specifically to what he did for Homestake that allowed them to become one of the world's largest, highest production, and deepest gold mine in the Western Hemisphere. If it were not for his involvement, the Homestake Mine most likely would have closed back in 1926. But through his direct involvement, you'll see what he did to the benefit of Homestake to continue for another 75 years, an unprecedented involvement.
Mr. McLaughlin was not from these parts, correct?
No, he grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and so he spent a limited time here, and he, of course, was a world traveler, being involved in geological engineering and exploration for ore deposits. He conducted and went globally pursuing his career.
Do we know why? I mean, he was so interested in this, and he invested so much time in this?
I think to a certain extent. He was born the same year that George Harris passed away. He lived with an environment surrounded by the benefits of George Hearst's legacy, all history mining. His benefactor, Phoebe Hearst, was still conducting business as a woman in charge of many of George Hearst's mining ventures, mining investments, and was making decisions about mining operations daily in front of him. I think he became interested in that way of life through the influence of George and Phoebe Hearst.
Did he make many trips out to South Dakota, or did he do a lot of this remotely from the West Coast?
Oh, no. He made many trips out this way. Matter of fact, I met him when I first joined Homestake as a young geologist back in 1977 and had to give a presentation in front of him. And he was known to be very challenging. He demanded the highest quality in presentations, and he wanted to make sure that all of your methods and observations were exact and that they were precisely defined and that your arguments were well defined so that you could arrive at logical conclusions. And if they weren't, he had no problem with contesting you right before other people and dressing you down for your poor performance. So he spent a lot of time out here because while he started out as a consulting geologist, he went on to become a director, an officer of the company, chief financial officer, and then became president and then chairman of the board up until his retirement back in 1972. And then after that, he was a chairman of the board emeritus. And so that was at the time I got to meet him.
You've said it a couple of times now, and I've read it a few times. Can you expand on consulting geologist? What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's a person that typically has a special expertise that is brought in by the company to give a, if you will, an independent evaluation. This is commonly done in the industry when they're wanting to state the assets of the company, the ore reserves. They'll bring in an independent consulting geologist to conduct that work so that there is no chance at misrepresentation of the ore reserves or the value of the company. They will also bring them in when there's a large decision to be made, and this is why George Hearst, or I should say the Homestake Mining Company, engaged Dr. Donald McLaughlin. They needed an independent evaluation. The mine was facing a major decision. Do we continue deepening, investing in deeper shafts back in the 20s and going into 30s? Or, as our staff, current staff was saying, we think the ore body is about played out. It's time not to spend any money, to give it up. And so they brought in, this was a big decision to be made, so they brought in an expert who knew ore deposits and asked him to evaluate and determine which way they should go. Well, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story is, of course, that the Homestake went on for another 75 years of mining, and about 36 million more ounces of gold were produced here as a direct benefit of Dr. Donald McLaughlin's keen insights into the ore deposit and a better interpretation of how the ore had formed and why it should go to greater depth.
Is it fair to say he was doing this on his own as a consultant, or was he under somebody's umbrella at this point?
No, he was fully standing on his own. He was a professor at Harvard. He was an eminent ore deposits geologist worldwide. And this was at the age of 33. He was highly respected by the industry, both in copper mining, silver mining, and gold mining operations and venture. And he went on to become involved not only in Harvard, but as also University of California at Berkeley, served on many government boards, and was director for many, many different mining companies because of his recognized expertise.
Now, it was in 1917 that Donald McLaughlin joined the Army, and he served as lieutenant with the 63rd Infantry until the end of the First World War. Do we know what he did while he served in the Army?
He was in France. I have not researched out his role or his units, his regiment's involvement in the First World War, but being an infantry regiment, it's very likely that they were engaged in the front lines.
This is going to be a fascinating talk today at 12 o'clock. History on the Lawn at the historic Adams House, Dr. Donald McLaughlin, the most influential man in Homestake Mining Company history. David Vardaman's going to discuss this man, and you don't want to miss it. It's at noon today at the historic Adams House. And Mr. Vardaman, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.